In New York City today, four convicted followers of Osama bin Laden will be sentenced for their roles in the bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. Those attacks killed 224 people. The sentencing in Manhattan federal court is taking place under extremely tight security. The courthouse is just blocks away from the World Trade Center wreckage. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
The acrid smell from the still-burning rubble pile permeates the courthouse. Yellow police tape circles the building, and yet another layer of metal barricades has been erected. Armed U.S. marshals are on patrol. Bags are searched outside the courthouse, then x-rayed inside, then searched again. Sam Schmidt, who represents defendant Wadia El-Haj, tried unsuccessfully to get the sentencing proceeding delayed precisely because of the climate of fear.
The atmosphere in New York and in the country is not conducive to an objective, thoughtful decision.
But there's little mystery about what sentences will be meted out by U.S. District Judge Leonard Sand. Two defendants convicted of directly carrying out the bombings in Kenya and Tanzania were spared the death penalty by the jury. They face mandatory sentences of life without parole. The other two defendants could also face life sentences. In the words of one defense attorney, there's just a micrometer of room for the judge to depart downward from the sentencing guidelines. According to defense attorneys, authorities are anxious to move the defendants out of the federal detention center in the heart of New York City, where they've been held, and into maximum security prisons as fast as they humanly can. Attorney Frederick Cohn represents defendant Mohammed Alawali.
Everybody knows where they are. There are security concerns. Whether they're legitimate or not is not shared with me, but I know that they have them. They want to move them to permanent and I guess they feel more secure institutions.
The embassy bombings trial, which lasted from February through July, revealed a wealth of detail about the inner workings of Osama bin Laden's network, Al-Qaeda, the structure of its terrorist cells, and its modes of operation. David Runke, the attorney for defendant Khalfan Khamis Mohammed, notes that while there was a media feeding frenzy for the Sean Puff Daddy Combs gun possession trial in the courthouse next door, the terrorism trial went largely ignored.
And it was almost ironic and amusing that in our case there'd be four or five reporters sitting in there on a regular basis, NPR, New York Times, CNN, but really very little public interest in what was going on in the case. And I think it's attributable to the fact that the events occurred far, far away.
As one benchmark of how times have changed, during jury selection, 14 out of 18 jurors said they had not heard or read anything about Osama bin Laden, who's charged with masterminding the embassy bombings. The attorneys connected with this case say they've been deeply shaken by the events of September 11th, endlessly troubled, in the words of one, by possible links with the embassy bombings case. Defense attorney David Runke says in hindsight, the evidence introduced at trial painted a clear picture of a powerful, worldwide, committed organization.
Perhaps people didn't pay that much attention to its potential for future acts of violence. It was dealt with almost as a matter of a past event that occurred in Africa in 1998, when if people had been paying attention, perhaps we could see this as an ongoing threat to the United States.
Judge Sand will hear from victims of the embassy attacks and likely from at least one of the defendants before he issues the sentences. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.